Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're going to talk some more about guns of the year. We've got more to get to.
Yeah.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive.
You know what Diamond Jim's wants you to know?
What's that?
It's November 8th.
Yeah.
Winter's coming quickly.
Oh, winter is coming.
You got to get those tires done, man. Tires and suspension.
They do have a truckload sale on winter air.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
always good to stock up on winter air.
They've got it on sale. It's free.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, winter air.
Winter air. Well, that's good. Because my summer air leaked out of my tires, and now my winter air warning's coming on.
Yep.
And
time to switch over.
Yeah. My sensors are in high alert.
Going haywire.
I hate these tire pressure sensors.
You do need more air in the tires, though, in the wintertime.
You do. You have to air them up.
Yeah.
Yep. And it needs to be winter air. So you got to
make sure you get the winter air. Yeah. He's got old truckload.
Just don't let all the summer air out before you put the winter air in. So the other day, my sister-in-law, we were out in Sandusky doing our heart screening a couple weeks ago. My sister-in-law's car, which is brand new, had she says, oh my gosh, my tire's down to 8 pounds pressure.
Yes.
There's no spare in the car.
Oh.
There's a compressor in the car.
Mm-hmm.
A little air compressor. You got to pull it out and you got to air your tire. If you've got a flat, you got a flat. There's no spare. And that little compressor worked. I was pretty impressed. It got her to
where she needed
shop. And I'm like, what do you mean there's no spare? Why would you buy a car with no spare? And I thought, wait a minute, I'm outstepping my bounds. I didn't buy the car. I don't make the payments on it. So I'll shut up now. I'll be the good husband and brother-in-law and just shut up so that I don't cause a scene.
That's hard to do, isn't it?
It is very hard to do. I have a very bad tendency of not knowing when to shut up. And believe me, my wife of 40 years.
You know what? It works here though, John.
You
it
hit the button.
Works
buttons.
Here.
You just hit the button. And just like Larry Loins used to, he used to push the button and I wasn't on the air anymore. Oh, well, that's okay.
Looks like we lost John.
Yeah, John's no longer in the building. Elvis has left the building. So back to reality. Get your tires, Diamond Jim's, right on Dort Highway in Burton, Michigan. 810-743-4210. 810, remember that number, 743-4210.
All the other maintenance you need for getting ready for winter, too. They do
Jake
it all.
Jake went in, took his car in last week and got all new tires. They put all new rotors on, and they did he had one of those sensors going off that wouldn't let the car start up after you got gas.
Mm.
And he's got about 95,000 miles on his car now. It's only a couple years old, but he drives a lot.
Yeah.
And took care of everything, one-stop shopping, got it all done, and gave him a price on tires that was so good. Jacob was like, how do I say no? I said, exactly.
You know, they'll find you a great deal tires. And good tires, too.
Yeah. Yeah, everything I'm driving has their tires on it. So now, life's all about choices. I choose Diamond Jim's. You should, too. Remember, you can always link to them right from my website. Now, choices.
Right around the corner from the station, Dort Highway, just south of Bristol.
All right.
Sorry, choices.
Oh, you're good. You're good. Right on Dort Highway. Easy. Yeah, easy peasy. Now, choices made by others on selling points of these newest guns and things on the market. You got to wonder, is it because they paid for more advertising in the magazines? And I've always been a little leery of these guns of the year picks. It's like, well. And it seemed to be very political. They spread across the spectrum of who's the manufacturer and who's making what and who's doing this and who's doing that. But in this situation, Guns and Ammo magazine, I think, did a pretty good job this year picking the Henry as the rifle of the year. There hasn't been a lot of new innovative rifles out there this year. And with that Springfield Armory. And now we're going to look at.
Springfield Armory was the pistol.
With the pistol, the Kuna.
The Kuna.
There you go. That's you'd love it. You'd want to say that. So I don't think there's a bias there at all. And, because some people roll their eyes when you say, well, it's a magazine's top choices. But I'd say they're truly proud of each of their choices. And personally, of every decision that they made this year, and they made a lot of them, there's a lot of winners. That doesn't mean there's losers out there. It's just these rose to the top. I wouldn't have kicked any of these out of bed. So next up is the shotgun of the year. And this one will ring true. This is a heck of a shotgun. The Mossberg 940 Pro Tactical. Special model is the SPX. So this is the gun that Jerry Mikuluk uses in racing all the time. And it's, he's always using the Mossbergs. Of course, he's sponsored by them. And, but these are little rock star guns. They are, competition guns. And they're shotguns where you got, the magazine is the same length as the barrel and they hold a lot of shells underneath the barrel. They are gas-operated, semi-automatic, 12-gauge shotguns. They shoot 2 3/4-inch or 3-inch shells. This is the 940 Pro Tactical. Even used, they run right about $1,000. 18.5-inch cylinder bore barrel, meaning there's no choke. There's not a tightening of the end of the barrel to make a tighter pattern. Cylinder bore guns. They're designed for tactical and for competition use, close stuff, you know, where you got to hit your target, you got to hit the target with buckshot and stuff like that. 37 inches long, 7 pounds, 4 ounces, which is a comfortable weight for a gun like that, and it's unloaded. But they come with all the bells and whistles. These things are like, darn near Lamborghini, at least a Ferrari. You know, they're built. They're maybe a Ford. What's the special Ford one? The expensive Ford race car.
The Focus?
No, not the Focus. A Pinto? Is that what it was? No. It's the one about versus Ferrari, Ford versus Ferrari. That the G, whatever it is. That one from the 60s that was super fast.
The Mustang?
No, faster than that. But anyways, they're hot
Bullets?
Oh, I've seen Bullet.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Yeah, of course. Let's not get into movies again. So I'm sorry I brought it up. Yeah. That's my fault.
It was your fault.
I took the first bite of that cookie. So anyways, you should have seen the look on his face when he said, "Have you ever seen Bullet?" Of course I've seen Bullet. I watch it in my sleep. But I use that little meme whenever I see ammo on sale, and it shows Steve McQueen going around the corner, and the tires are smoking on the back of the car. Say, there's a sale on ammo. Go get it. But so these shotguns are duty ready or race ready. Okay, so police forces could use them in a lot of 3-gun competition. People use these guns. Now they come in 2 different configurations. 4+1 and 7+1. So the meaning they carry 4 in the tube and +1 in the chamber, or 7 in the tube and 1 in the chamber. So MSRP is $1,190 to $1,371. So $1,371 at the high end, and that's MSRP. So you're not going to pay that much, but they are. They're nice shotguns. I keep looking at them, but I have not bought one yet. So I've held a couple. They don't have my DNA on them, but I've held a couple. So so next on the list is optic of the year. So they get pretty detailed on this. So we've gone through shotgun, rifle, and pistol, or handgun of the year, not pistol of the year, handgun of the year. The optic of the year, and this one is very interesting. It's very technical. It is the Burris XTR model PS. Now, I say technical. This is very technical. You're going to need to study this before you put it on your gun and use it. Okay? It is, they call it a HUD display, heads-up display. In the scope, if you look at your target and then you look up inside your scope, it'll tell you all kinds of information. It's a computer, and it will talk about range finding. It'll do all. And Burris came out with this a long time ago. Really, really nice scopes that were designed for range finding, and they were about $800-900, and they were pretty cool. I almost bought one time. They had one in clearance at Williams. I'm like, oh, it's like the older model, but it's still pretty cool. You know, it's got no miles on it. The tires are brand new, but it's an older model.
Like a bifocal. So like a bifocal.
Yeah, well, they call it HUD, like HUD.
But you look down, that's one thing. You look up, there's something else.
Well, when you're looking at your target, you can still keep your eye on your target and just glance up, and you'll know how many yards glance away your target is. Heads up display.
Yeah.
Now on top of that.
Like a bifocal.
kind of like a bifocal. We'll call it an upfocal. So if you're a long-range shooter, or if you really are anal about that perfect shot at 672 and a half yards, this might be the scope for you. For me, it's a little overdone.
Too much stuff.
A little too much
stuff. Too much information.
I'm not that technical when it comes to shooting. I want to put the bullet on the target. Deer. In an yeah.
Bullet.
Freezer.
Here come bullet.
Yeah, here come bullet.
I shoot you.
Yeah, exactly. So, might be right for you. MSRP on these scopes, Dan? Scope. Remember, mind
scope.
You,
this is just scope. Just the scope.
Just scope. $2,400.
Yikes.
To $2,640, depending on what power you get and what, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty darn fancy. Now, next thing is technology of the year. That's the next thing. Ooh. Now, technology of the year, you never know. Is it going to be a range finder? Is it going to be? Well, no. This is the Pulsar Thermion 2.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, it's Thermion 2, you know, because Thermion 1 was last year's business.
Right.
LRFX, okay, that's the model number. This is a thermal imaging scope. So this is as futuristic. This is Predator all the way, you know.
Yep.
You don't have the little tablet on your arm you got to push with your fingernail.
Yeah.
But it is Predator all the way. Now, thermals are big. You know, we've had Eric on here talking about them from Williams Gunsight before, and they are big. Night hunting for coyotes and everything has gotten huge.
Right.
And pig hunting. Remember, in Michigan, you see a pig, it's legal to shoot it.
Not in like a sty, not on a farm.
No, not on a farm.
A wild pig.
If there's a wild pig or a loose pig.
Have at it.
It is a target. So now, this thermal imaging scope from Pulsar, and they've been a big name in thermal imaging scopes for a long time, will literally video record and document your hunt for you
on an
SD card in the actual scope.
Jeez.
It is excellent thermal vision, the best yet, and high resolution video, and it can handle cartridges up to 375 H&H. The 375 H&H is a very, very, it's a good thumper. I've had a couple and I've loved them. I'm going to say prices to be determined because nowhere online could I find a price on the scope. Hmm. But I'm imagining between $4,000 and $7,000.
Is it even out yet?
Yeah, it's out. But I have not been able to find a price. Hmm. You got to like give them an American Express card before they give you a price online.
Yeah.
And I was going to go to Williams this afternoon.
Yeah.
Because next Saturday I won't be at Williams in the afternoon. I'll be hunting. So I wanted to get out there and check it out. But pretty amazing. So if you're in the market for one,
and again, if you have one, or if you want to talk about any of these things, and send reviews. If you have a product you haven't heard us talk about, John would like to hear about it.
And I know there's people out there that listen to the show that are coyote hunters.
Yep.
And they have thermals. They have their own thermal vision stuff. And I'm telling you, send some cool stuff.
Info to shooter at thegss.com.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do that. That's the website, gss.com. Email is shooter at thegss.com. That's how you get a hold of John. You can also get a hold of him here in just a minute or two when we come back for the final segment of the show. It's the Gunsmiths here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.